It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The state is thinking about the future of I-70 after debris flows once again closed the interstate through Glenwood Canyon over the weekend. Mike Goolsby with CDOT says his agency wants to build resiliency.
And resiliency is one of those things, whether it's alternate routes, making improvements to those alternate routes, looking at things that we can do in stretches of road that are subject to these things, whether it's rockfall, avalanche, or other things.
Heavy rain on the Grizzly Creek burn scar has closed the interstate several times over the last few weeks. Colorado Springs Utilities could stop burning coal at one of its power plants early and expand its natural gas operations. Here's CPR's Miguel Otárola.
The Colorado Springs Gazette reports the utility is expecting to shut down the coal-fired generator at the Martin Drake Power Plant in September. It will replace the plant with six new natural gas generators. The state issued a permit to begin construction on the generators earlier this week. The Martin Drake plant produces about 7% of the utility's power. The utility's board last year voted to close the plant by 2023 and another coal-powered plant by 2030. I'm Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
The Carbondale Mountain Fair celebrated its 50th anniversary this weekend. CPR's Dina Sieg paid a visit to the festival on the western slope.
A pie bake-off, a woman's wood-splitting competition, and so much live music. All were part of the 50th annual Carbondale Mountain Fair. Director Amy Kimberly says what really makes Mountain Fair magical is the energy from nearby Mount Sopris and the strong community.
That belief that no matter what is happening, no matter how we agree or disagree, we all come together every year this weekend.
The three-day festival returned to a full schedule this year after the pandemic forced the 2020 celebration to be drastically pared down. I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
A former Denver Broncos assistant coach is leaving his job with the Minnesota Vikings after refusing a COVID-19 vaccine. Rick Dennison was the offensive line coach for the Vikings. The vaccine is required for NFL coaches and other staff. Players are not required to get vaccinated, but they'll be expected to observe COVID protocols during training camp and throughout the football season. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.